My name is Guy Prezzo, and I fix mechanics, especially old mechanics. Like this old clock there. Also, this gramophone you see in the front. I've been doing this for 29 years, and I like it. I have a passion for mechanical things, but I don't know why. I was born like that. My mother used to yell after me because I was breaking everything when I was young. When I was little, I used to break my brother's or sister's toys, all those little tin tan toy there. I would open them and see all those little gears in there, but I broke them. I learned to repair those much later, maybe around 12 years old. I like to fix old phones, like this model here. This dial is a number 5, just by the noise. There was 3 series of dials made. One series was number 4, which was very noisy, click, click, click. This one is the number 5. What I love about fixing the old things is you can dismantle them completely. They were made to be repaired, and you can tell, you look at this gramophone, there are screws everywhere, there's no rivet, there's no, it's made to be fixed. The hardest thing is to make a living. For example, this clock here. We did an evaluation of $300 Canadian, and it ended up it was $400 Canadian, the real work we had to put on it. And obviously, the customer does not want to pay $400 Canadian, so it's going to have to be $300. This is where it's hard to make a living. In a good year, we used to make something like $75,000, $76,000, $77,000 a year. And now we are making about $29,000, $30,000, $32,000 a year. I need a vacation. I haven't had vacation for 7 or 8 years. I can't afford it. There's not much job security in what I'm doing. I sold my house. I had a house one day. Yes, I sold my house to keep the shop open. My work might be going out of style, but I know one thing. I have customers coming from Vancouver. I have customers coming from the States. I have customers coming from all over the place. And I don't know how they get my name. It's just that they do come in and they tell me. They heard about me. I have a clock that came in from McGill University. And it was made for Queen Victoria, 1850. That was one of a kind. We went to pick it up and did an exam on it. It took 3 days to fix it. It was a marvelous clock, beautiful mechanism. It's something that you remember you've done.